You're listening to the Ideal Business Show with Pat Rigsby. This is the place where fitness and health entrepreneurs come to learn how to make more income, have more impact, and enjoy more freedom. If you'd like to build your ideal business, listen in to this episode. And if you'd like to work with me to do it faster, you can email me at pat@patrigsby.com. I want to talk with you about three common mistakes that I see fitness business owners make. Now, these three mistakes can literally cripple a business owner. It can lead to burnout, it can lead to stress, and even business failure or bankruptcy. So let's dig into them. The first mistake that I see that is common amongst almost all startup business owners is ineffective marketing. It's either inconsistent or it's bland. It's kind of one size fits all. Business owners regularly, you know, they'll market their challenges. They'll market their promotions at New Year's, maybe when kids go back to school. They may have three or four things that they really push aggressively throughout the course of the year. But then the rest of the time, they're just basically drifting. They're not doing any focused marketing. They're not building their email list. They're not doing anything consistent. They're only showing up if they've got a challenge to promote or if they're in desperation mode because they've had a mass exodus of clients. And then for the people who are marketing, it's very much cut and paste. It's one size fits all. Even when they're marketing challenges or anything else, most fitness business owners just want to grab something that somebody else has done and clone it. They don't want to do anything original. Yet that's what people buy. People buy people. They're buying you. So deviating from this and not showing people why you're different, why you're unique and better, can literally kill a business because now the consumer has to default to just buying on price. They don't know how you're different, how you stand out, and how you can be the best solution for them. Inconsistent or bland marketing is mistake number one. And literally, if you don't get past that, you don't even have the opportunity to make any of the other mistakes because your business kind of dies on the vine. Now, the second common business mistake that I see is a lack of follow-up. See, what most small business owners don't understand is that consumers don't make purchases typically when they first indicate an interest in something. Let me explain. So when we first indicate an interest in something that we may do, whether it's join a fitness program or buy a car or purchase a new home or any meaningful decision, you know, we start into this kind of investigative process. We say, yeah, I'm interested in this, so I want to learn more. Maybe it's looking around for reviews online. Maybe it's asking friends for referrals or feedback from their own experiences. Maybe it's just trying to kind of reconcile things in their own mind to decide if this is a good fit for them, if they can budget it, if they can fit it into their schedule. And basically what this boils down to is this kind of gap between somebody first indicating an interest and when they're ready to buy, when they're ready to join your particular program. What happens with most fitness business owners is pretty simple. They post an ad directly to their program. They post an ad to a challenge they're running, to a front-end offer, a short-term program, something like that. And they wonder why people don't buy on the spot. But we lose sight of why people are on or how people behave on social media in the first place. We see that, you know, if you go through line at a restaurant or something like that, people scrolling through their phone and just kind of glancing at things, that person isn't ready to make a buying decision, make a commitment to come in and work with you 3 days a week and make a meaningful investment and really kind of rearrange their life kind of in the moment. Now, they may be interested and they may click on something to learn more. They may opt in, but they're not ready to decide just yet. But that's how we advertise. So instead, the people that are going to succeed are going to be able to avoid that mistake. And they're going to basically put something out there to get this prospect to self-identify, to raise their hand and go from being invisible to the business to being visible, to being a known prospect that they can follow up with. Maybe that's a gift, a book, a series of videos, some sort of lead magnet. And then you can follow up. The successful businesses follow up at a high level. They follow up with consistency. They follow up in a multifaceted way, but most businesses don't. Most businesses write people off as tire kickers, as not serious. If they're not willing to buy in the first 48 hours, they're forgotten and we're off to chasing the next person. But great businesses recognize that most people don't make a buying decision in that first 48 or 72 hours. In fact, there's plenty of research to show that most people don't make a buying decision within the first 90 days of being interested in something. So think about what that means. If you're marketing to somebody in the fall and maybe they opted in for your lead magnet, maybe they clicked on your website to just learn more about your program, they're probably not ready to buy today. But that person may very well be ready to buy in January. And the person who's going to get that client, that business that's going to become the ultimate destination for that person, is really going to be the one who followed up, the one who had the ability to develop that know, like, and trust, to educate the prospect, to build a relationship with the prospect, and to motivate them so that when that prospect is ready, there's only one choice. There's only one option for them. So follow-up would be mistake number two, or a lack thereof. The third mistake is really just building a business where you're not really a business owner at all, not being scalable. Essentially, just creating a self-employed position where everything relies on you. You have no systems in place. You really are a business owner that doesn't have a business at all. You're a prisoner of any success you have. You sell more training. It just means you have more obligations that only you can live up to. If you take on more marketing or decide to do something else, it's just more responsibility placed on your shoulders. See, successful business owners have scalable businesses. They document the things they do well, they train other people to do those things, and then they elevate themselves to a role in the business where they're doing the things they're best at. They're playing their best role in the business and delegating or outsourcing or even eliminating, in some cases, everything else. So if you don't have a scale-ready business, that's the time that you need to start to fine-tune things. You need to document those, you know, 15 or 20 things that happen in a very consistent way in your business. Everything from designing a training program to delivering a session to answering the phone. You have to document those things and you have to put them in a way that somebody else can come in and deliver the same thing that you do. Now, you're the business owner, so they may not do it at just as high level as you do, but if they can deliver it at 85, 90% as high a level as you are, now you've got a business that's scalable and you can move yourself into a role of being an owner-operator or even just an owner that's not necessarily involved in the day-to-day. You can scale your business. Thanks for listening, and I've got a special gift for you. I'm giving away copies of my two best-selling books, The Fitness Entrepreneur's Handbook and The Ideal Business Formula. To get your copies, head over to patrigsby.com/gift.